everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Andrew Lowe House in Savannah, Georgia. If you're interested in finding out more information about the house or other haunted locations around Savannah, check out our Savannah Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about the Old Raya Building in Nashville, Tennessee. Alan, can you go ahead and give us a little background on the building?
The Raya Building at 166 2nd Avenue in Nashville, Tennessee, has been a fixture in downtown since 1887. Built initially as a store and a warehouse for Bird S. Raya and his son Isaac T. Raya, the father-son duo ran a shipping business with a steamboat. The Rayas sold goods they brought into Nashville from their boats in the building. Raya's men would bring in grain and other goods in from the river into an entrance to a warehouse that was kept on the first floor. The goods were then brought upstairs to the feed and seed store on 2nd Avenue, which was then known as Market Street. The Rayas were close friends of another riverboat man by the name of Thomas Ryman. If you haven't heard of him, he's the guy that built the historic Ryman Auditorium that we talked about in a previous podcast.
By the mid-1890s, the building, as well as the rest of the block, had been bought by the Buford Brothers Hardware, who used the building to sell hardware, iron wagons, and other goods to people of Middle Tennessee in the late 19th century. In the 1920s, the building was home to Nashville Gas and Heating Company. In the 40s, it was the Baby Chicks Hermitage Feed Store, where you could purchase baby chickens and food for other barnyard animals.
More businesses came and went over the years, until the building was broken up into two and eventually three different buildings. The Raya Building was added to the National Register of Historic Places, but it didn't last very long. Anytime you make changes to a building, you have to go by strict guidelines set forth by the government, as long as it's on that list. In 1995, the building was renovated, but the renovations weren't up to standard and the changes were too extreme. The Raya Building was taken off the registry and is no longer considered a historic place.
In the 1990s, an Old Charlie's restaurant moved into the building, but it didn't last long. The Melting Pot came to 2nd Avenue in 1995 and has been there ever since. On the other side, Prime Cut Steakhouse called the building home until 2001, when several short-lived nightclubs took residence next to the Melting Pot, including Mystic Nightclub, which closed in 2007 after a man was shot inside the club.
Today, the Brazilian Steakhouse, Rodizio Grill, and Laser Quest are located in the Raya Building. The Melting Pot is rumored to be one of the most haunted restaurants on 2nd Avenue. Employees have experienced strange things in the basement, as well as other parts of the building. Lights flicker, and an apparition has been seen in the dining room, as well as in the basement. The basement is especially creepy, and one employee told me they really hated going down there by themselves, and they always felt like they weren't alone, and got the impression that something was watching their every move.
According to legend, two teenagers committed suicide in the basement many years ago when their families banned them from seeing each other. Like Romeo and Juliet, the two young lovers decided if they couldn't be together, then they didn't want to live. However, there isn't proof that this tragic double suicide ever took place in the restaurant's basement.
Yeah, it's more like an urban legend. Another more likely cause of the paranormal activity, it could be from a battle that took place nearby in the late 1800s. The Melting Pot's basement is just a few steps away from Fort Nashboro, where settlers were scalped and killed by hostile Native American forces during the Battle of the Bluffs. Attacks by Native Americans didn't happen all the time back then, but when they happen, they typically attack locations in Fort Nashboro next to the Cumberland River. It seems like all the buildings on 2nd Avenue have scary ghost stories and weird things happening. A lot of the bartenders and people who work like barbacks in those buildings, they dread going down in the basement.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on the Raya Building If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around Nashville, download the Nashville Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we discuss Scarlett O'Hara's in St. Augustine.
If you're interested in finding out more information about the cemetery, Alan, can you go ahead and give us some background on the historic home? I'm like out of breath. Did you hear me? Like, did I sound okay getting through that?
Yeah, you sound like a girl who's eaten 5 pieces of pizza before she recorded a podcast.
I did not eat 5 pieces of pizza. Today, we're going to change things up slightly and head to Nashville. How are we shaking things up slightly and heading to Nashville?
Oh, okay. Say it how you'd like. Check back with us next time. I'm kind of flubbing this. What does a nut say when it sneezes?
What?
Cashew! That was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
That was really good.
I did pretty well. I bet it's all those Dr. Seuss books. It's like speech warm-up.
Your speaking ability is pretty great, but it pales in comparison to your humility.
Shut up.